All right, next up, we've got Governing Dynamics with Last Night of Wednesday.
When you live in the alley, gotta keep a weather eye and an ear for that train that would chew up the sky. You dream up sad stories of how this world ends, and one day is good as the next. When the sirens are singing, tune for this old bridge, and I'm not a moment too soon. I'm down to my last light, and these devils love to steal. I remember it's Wednesday, the storm's not even real.
I got a lot more from it when I read the bio. And I'm getting the feeling, you know, it's about homelessness and existential dread and man versus nature, you know, with the tornado. Like, I feel like those are real topics that you can sink your teeth into as a writer. And I feel like Travis is justifying his adhering to the prompt in the song bio, but I don't feel like those justifications are persuasive. They're not essential to the song, and they're not the main thrust of the song about what it's trying to communicate. But there are some lyrics in the song that I really like, you're a few bad breaks from being me, I'm a miracle or two from being you. That resonated with me. I'm like, yeah, that says something that, like, I can get behind, and, like, I can feel the poetry in that. Or, like, I like that. I also really like the notion of doom coming for the bridge, which we, you know from reading the song bio that the narrator lives under this bridge. But it'd be a lot more poignant if the song lyrics themselves made it clear that the bridge was a shelter, or that the narrator was in fact homeless. And, you know, just a reference or two to the bridge being a roof or a home or a shelter would have improved the song a lot. Like, I feel like there's some unnecessary stuff in there that could have been cut to give service to the concept that the narrator's homeless and the bridge is a home. Because I think the idea of doom coming for a bridge and, like, you know, the cracked concrete and stuff, I like the feeling of that a lot, but it would just be more poignant, and it would resonate more if we knew more about it without having to read the bio. So overall, I like the song quite a lot, and I like the feeling and sentiment that it expresses, but I mean, I can't help but feel it doesn't do what we asked them to do.
I do love Governing Dynamics. You know, I think it's a great production. It's excellent lead vocals. And it's weird. I think it's, you know, this is just sort of not so much thinking about the lyrics, but just the song in general, for me, was just excellent. I thought, I mean, some vocal emoting does nothing for me. You know, it doesn't seem convincing or whatever. So sometimes it does, you know, even the opposite of what I think was probably intended. Like, I think James Young was like that for me. But with Governing Dynamics, I buy it regardless of what this guy is singing or how he's singing it. The only semi-criticism that is not really a criticism, because I think I've let others get away with worse, is that I'm not entirely sure how this meets the challenge. So wait, you were mentioning that it's misunderstanding about the bridge?
Or is
within the song, or about the listener?
I think the homeless guy, who's the narrator, misunderstood mm-hmm. that the warning for the tornado wasn't actually a tornado, but it was something having to do with it, the fact that it was Wednesday and maybe it indicated rain showers or something.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
it
okay.
It seemed really tentative and really sus, as the
I'm
kids
looking
say.
At the bio now. Okay. All right, yeah, no, actually, it's as good as any of the other ones, really,
yeah,
when it comes
yeah.
to it.
Not disqualified.
Yeah.